In the book of Revelation, John the Apostle writes, "And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood.'" It follows the one of the elders saying to John that the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. It's reminding us of the victory of the Lamb, who is also the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David. In other words, this divine and human Messiah who will suffer. But we remember, as we come even on Good Friday, and we remember the awful events of that first Good Friday, when the Lord Jesus suffered on our behalf, we remember that that was the point of his prevailing, of his victory. That when he comes in the last day in glory, that will not be the victory. The victory is already won. That will be the evidence of his victory, the day of glory. Listen again to what he said. "You have prevailed, therefore you're worthy to open the seals of the book." And then the song, "You are worthy to open the seals because you were slain." The victory was won there at Calvary. We all know the... thankfully, I'm not old enough to remember it happening, but years ago, when they killed a chicken, it was put on the block, its head was chopped off, and the children were fascinated to watch the body of the chicken run around the garden. It was already dead, but it was very active. That's what happens at the cross. The death blow is made there. Satan's power is destroyed there. A lot of activity follows. But the deed is done. The victory is won. And so we come to the table with a true sense of humbling ourselves, because it was our sins that took him to the cross. But also with joy, rejoicing that it was there that the Lord Jesus gained the victory. The battle is won. And we rejoice then in our Saviour being slain, and in that very action prevailing over his and our enemies and delivering us. If you are a Christian this morning and trusting in the Saviour, you are invited to receive the elements as they are distributed amongst us this morning.